back to Storytime with Tula Jane and Mother in the Wild. Today we are reading The Bug Collector
by Alex G. Griffiths. Thank you, Tula Jane. Are you ready?
Get cozy.
Today was George's favorite day of the whole week. It was Sunday, and that meant that he was going on an adventure with Granddad. This particular Sunday, Granddad took George to the Museum of Wildlife. Inside, they saw ferocious dinosaurs, wondrous whales, massive mammoths, and even stranger creatures of every color and shape. So cool! Chop, chop, Georgie! But Granddad didn't stop to look at any of it. He was too excited about something completely different. The creatures he wanted to show George were much smaller and stranger, and Granddad loved them. Wow! They're inside the insect exhibit. On the journey home, George could think of nothing else but the marvelous bugs he had seen that day. That night, George's dreams were filled with buzzing bees, floating butterflies, and sliding snails. When he woke up, George couldn't wait to get outside. So excited, he packed his backpack and headed out to see what he could find. In the garden, he noticed bugs everywhere. Something fluttered past George's face. He tried to catch it. Oof! But it was too quick for him. Catching bugs was not as easy as George had thought. They were so clever, and they always seemed to know what he was going to do. George had to learn to be even more clever to outwit them. Soon, he was a master bug catcher. With his backpack and cart loaded up, George set off for his treehouse. After he'd found a place for every bottle and jar, George admired his collection. Examining them closely, he saw so many different shapes and colors. As George went home for dinner, everything seemed silent and still. Nothing buzzed, fluttered, or scuttled. It's so quiet. The next day, he went back to the garden to continue the hunt, but everywhere was dull and sad. Granddad also wondered what was going on. He knew something didn't seem right. Suddenly, Granddad realized all the bugs had gone. Oops, thought George. Back at the treehouse, George looked at his collection. The bugs didn't look happy. Granddad wasn't happy either when he saw what George had been doing. He loved bugs as much as George, but knew that living ones shouldn't be kept in jars and bottles. Granddad explained to George the important jobs bugs have in the outside world, especially in our gardens. Bees help to make lots of new flowers by carrying pollen from one to another. Ladybugs also help plants by eating up to 500 aphids a day. Ants are natural farmers, carrying seeds and planting them in new places. Dung beetles turn waste into food. And of course, all insects are an important part of the natural food chain. If we take them away, lots of animals won't get their dinner. George listened carefully. He knew what to do. He opened the jars, the bottles, the windows and doors, and the bugs flew out. The sky was alive again. George was sad to see them go, but Granddad was smiling. He had an idea. It took a little while, but together they changed the garden into a bug sanctuary to share with everyone. George's great big bug world. Granddad and George agreed that watching bugs in their natural habitat was the very best thing in the world.